The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com. Hello, everybody, and a good Monday to you. I hope you had a good weekend. The country didn't have a good weekend, which is now almost normative. We live in difficult times. Nobody promised that there would only be easy times. The reason that it is angering to me is that it is all man-made. We had a gorgeous country with incredibly good relations among its various, almost infinite number of cultures, religions, races, ethnicities, nationalities, incredible prosperity, inexpensive items. Every single one of them has been destroyed, to at least temporarily, I won't say permanently, by the left. Every single one. And it's The prices that people are paying, which matter nothing to the environmentalist fanatics. I don't recall a fanatical group of that size in my life in American history as the environmentalists. They will destroy anything for the sake of their sick scenarios of existential death. The only good thing is a lot of them aren't having children. It's a blessing. It's a blessing for the children they don't have as well as for the country and the world. Terrible shooting in Buffalo. I don't blame that on the left. I don't blame that on anybody but the Buffalo shooter. If we're going to blame right-wing rhetoric, then all the staggering number of police officers killed by blacks who believe that America is a racist cesspool and that cops are out to murder them, are we going to blame that on left-wing rhetoric? Are we going to blame the BLM riots of 2020 on left-wing rhetoric? Maybe we should. But that's the actions of large numbers of people. This is a loner. Why he bought the rhetoric, and let's say he did. Let's say he bought replacement theory rhetoric. And therefore what? Killing 10 black people will further the cause? Man's a crackpot. As far as I'm concerned, he would have been executed yesterday. And I mean that literally. But of course, ironically, the left wants him to live his complete natural life. And by the way, why not even be out and in a few years? He's cooperative in jail and, you know, he's done his time in the eyes of the left. Was the shooting, remember the shooting? The guy went to mass murder members of Republican members of the House. Remember with Scalise? Congressman Scalise was wounded seriously. Was that that pretty much faded from the news rapidly? Remember that? Is that right?
Sanders.
He was a big fan of Bernie Sanders, the guy. Blame it on Bernie Sanders. I didn't blame it on Bernie Sanders. Two states with the most rigid laws against guns, these shootings took place. A Taiwanese church, people were shot to death by an Asian. Guess, are they calling this a hate crime?
They're not sure.
They're not sure?
That's what the LA Times said.
So it might be an Asian who hates Taiwanese. He might be Taiwanese himself. That's what we call a self-hate crime. A self-hate crime. Makes sense. The truth is there is chaos in this country with regard to crime, putting aside the church, the two churches. Actually, no. Where were the blacks killed? In a store? Was it a church or a store? Store, right. The staggeringly larger number of people who were killed one by 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 one. The randomness of it now. Did you see the picture of the two people who went over to a guy? I think it was in California this weekend. I saw the video. They got out of a car. A man was filling his gas. Went over with two, what they call assault rifles, and just shot him to death and went back in their car. Did you see that? That stuff is scary stuff. I mean, that is pure random murder for the sake of committing murder. Man gets out of his car to fill his car at the gas station. Well, I think a lot of Americans are understanding that the chaos that seems to be forming in this country in every arena of life is largely the product of the left. Why their children are being sexualized at such a young age. Where was this church? Oh, yeah, Naples, Florida. Did you know Congregational Church of Christ, I think it was? In Naples, Florida, a city I know pretty well, on the southwest coast of Florida, had scheduled an event for kids from about 12 to 16, where they would feature, what do they call them again? Drag queens, yeah. They would feature drag queens and have other LGBTQ programs and teach them how to become political activists. This is a church. So this is an example of something that's happened in Judaism, Protestantism, and Catholicism, and that is the left destroying it. This is another perfect example. This is just leftism in a church. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It has nothing to do with Judeo-Christian values. But that is not unique to a Protestant church. It's true in Catholic churches, and it is true in many synagogues. However, the good news is we're fighting back to reclaim this country from the people who loathe it. There is no other understanding other than the loathing of it. How can you deny that you loathe a country that you consider to be systemically racist, founded on the backs of blacks and on genocide of its indigenous citizens, but you love the country anyway? Please, at least be consistent with your own rhetoric. There is nothing to love as far as a leftist is concerned. There was an article in the New York Times this weekend about the Jewish Heritage Museum in New York City, which canceled an invitation to Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, to speak there for a Jewish conservative group called the Tikva Fund. Full disclosure, I have spoken for Tikva on a few occasions. Tikva means hope. Tikva, as an Israeli would say it. And, of course, the article in the New York Times defended the museum's decision. The museum has had, among others, it has had AOC speak there. So the museum lied so often in responding to questions that it really gives meaning to the phrase truth is not a left-wing value. Oh, it has nothing to do with his politics. That's what they claim. Mm-hmm. We just don't want political people speaking at the museum. But they had AOC, and I think that they had Governor Hochul as well. So they've had Democrats speak, but because to the left, these people are not political. They're just fine human beings. So why not have a fine human being? So I did something that took quite a while. It must have taken me at least an hour just to set it up in Word. I went through every single of the 400 comments, and they are truly revealing about what people on the left think about us. I'll read a number of them to you. It's revelatory. I'm Dennis Prager, and we return.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Dennis Prager here, and the real estate market is hot right now. People are taking advantage of low interest rates and economic uncertainty by investing in real assets. Whether you're a first-time buyer or just looking to make a change, the key to getting the property you want is being pre-qualified with cash in hand. That's why you should contact Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage. Andrew and Todd are mortgage bankers, not brokers, so their team takes care of you personally from start to finish. In fact, you'll probably speak with either Andrew or Todd directly. Go online and fill out a few simple questions, and they can usually assess your situation right over the phone. Andrew and Todd are with you every step of the way. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com, or 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172.
Whenever I'm down, I call on you, my friend.
This is worth hearing. When you think how the media covers up for the two utterly incompetent people who were president and vice president, utterly incompetent, and in fact not particularly bright either, it shows you if they were two Republicans of their incompetence, let alone of his level of decreased mental acuity. That is, we would be talking about invoking amendments to remove them from office. That's all we'd be talking about. Here is Kamala Harris, as unimpressive a vice president as we've ever had, and we've had a number of them.
That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together continue to work together.
Work together.
To address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together
as we
continue to
work
operating
together
from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action.
All right.
With that, I thank you all.
We'll work
this
together.
This is a matter of urgent priority for all of us, I know we will work on this together.
We will work on this together. And she doesn't even have dementia.
She's reading from a teleprompter.
No, she's not reading from a teleprompter. Somebody actually wrote that on a teleprompter?
Well, not all of it, probably.
I may adopt that, though. You know, I want you all to work together with me. Because we're going to work together to reclaim America.
Together.
Well, that was a good one. I enjoyed that one. Mm-hmm. So let's see. So the Washington Post and the New York Times are blaming Tucker Carlson and Fox News for the shooting. Is that right? They're really doing it?
Yeah, they're really doing it.
Conservative media is familiar with Buffalo suspect's alleged theory by Paul Farhi in the New York Times, Washington Post. There you go. He's the Washington Post media reporter. I see. Look, whatever they can do to smear the right is what they do. That's as simple as that. Paul Krugman wrote in the New York Times when Gabby Gifford, right, that was her name, the congresswoman, was shot. He wrote that day that it was because of Republican rhetoric. Man should have been fired from his job. They just throw lies out there, smears and lies. That's all they do. Tucker Carlson is effective, so they have to bring on Fox News. The thing is, this is what I want you to understand. The people on the left believe this. They believe that we are truly evil. They believe it. And I want to see if I can. Yeah, here we are. So there was an article in the New York Times about the Jewish museum that canceled Ron DeSantis because he's a Republican and because he's extremely effective. You know how many Jews from New York moved to Florida, by the way? then, and like other New Yorkers, they moved to Florida and then they crap on the man who made Florida so appealing to them. Oh, I can't believe how free it is here. People are actually, kids are going to school. Okay, let's see. So I'm going to read to you some. As I said, I spent a lot of time on this. If I could give people one piece of literature, as it were, to show you what a typical New York Times reader, because you have to be a subscriber to comment, thinks, this is the piece I would do it with. Carol M., they all have pseudonyms, in Los Angeles. The accusation that the museum wants to cancel DeSantis rings so very hollow, considering DeSantis has canceled the entire LGBTQ plus community, as well as women and girls of childbearing age. That's something? DeSantis has canceled the entire LGBTQ. Now, why does this woman believe it? Because she reads the New York Times, which lies. Like the Don't Say Gay bill. It's not what it's about. It's about premature sexualization of children. They don't want them to say heterosexual or straight. They don't want them to talk about sex to five-year-olds. So the New York Times and the entire left, Washington Post, the entire left has lied about this DeSantis Florida bill. And so this woman reads the lies and then regurgitates them. He's canceling the entire LGBTQ community. How come all the LGBTQers that we know in Florida are loving it there? How come they don't feel canceled? Right? I'm going to the bar mitzvah of a gay couple, a child, that moved from California to Florida in 2 weeks. They love it in Florida. Gay couple. So now why do they not feel canceled? Isn't that interesting? Why would that be? Dave Rubin and his husband, they live in Florida. Why don't they feel canceled? So who's right? Is it the sick woman in the New York Times, the sick people there, who speak of LGBTQ people being canceled in Florida? Or is Dave Rubin right, or my friend whose kid's bar mitzvah I'm going to? Who's right, my friends? Think about it. Back in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the store, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that out around 2006, and towels changed forever. He found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And that happens to be true. I use them. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. six-piece set, two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, by entering the promo code PRAGER. Or call 800-761-6302 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code PRAGER. Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. Welcome to the show. Terrible shooting of this by this kid of blacks. He killed two whites too, by the way. People guess he aimed wrong, because, and of course they all, the whole left, the chorus of the left is it's Fox News' fault, but they do that no matter what. When Gabby Gifford was shot, the congresswoman, and people were killed in Tucson, remember that? The New York Times, Paul Krugman, a very sick puppy, in my opinion. An angry, sick puppy. Been writing for them for decades, still writes for them. Said that Republicans were responsible for that killing. No matter what happens, Republicans are responsible. Smearing us is the art form. They don't debate us. I've invited these people on all of my life. They never come on. I would go on their show. Only Bret Stephens has, because Bret Stephens, while we differed on Trump, we agree on most everything else. But he debated me on Trump on the New York Times video site, Facebook page. But none of the leftists would. They don't debate anybody. I don't blame them. They would look like the fools that they are. So, yeah, this is it. This is when a black shoots whites, it's they don't blame it on leftist rhetoric. When a white shoots blacks, they blame it on right-wing rhetoric. Okay. So the left believes it, and they reinforce their own people. I read to you a dozen of New York Times commenters on an article that they published this weekend. They believe, among other things, that we conservatives want to establish a theocracy. That we want to suppress the vote. I mean, they believe libels. They just believe the world of libels. As I said last hour, I wish this kid were dead. I'm a big believer in capital punishment for premeditated murder. Nobody on the left is. They think this kid should be allowed to live and probably get out of prison in any number of years that they would determine subjectively. I'm telling you, if these people caught in the middle of it were shot dead, it would, in fact, I think, have some deterrent effect. Some, not entirely. There's no such thing as perfect deterrence. But the fact that this kid's going to have his day in court and make his own pronouncements and be the center of attention, this is what a certain percentage of the population, a tiny percentage, revel in. So they give it to him. The cops talked the kid out of shooting himself. Is that what you told me? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have. I would have said, I think you should. You just took any number of lives. You deserve to die. Let God deal with you. That's what I would actually have said to the kid. Presuming on the assumption that his parents are normal human beings, my heart breaks for them. I read the book written by one of the mothers of the Columbine school shootings, how her kid not obviously ruined the lives of so many people whose children he murdered, but of course he ruined their lives. I mean, what are you to think? Your child is a mass murderer? I did an hour once on my radio show. Would you prefer your child be murdered or be a murderer? Most people called in and said murdered. I understand that. Like, it's hard for those of us who have neither a child who was murdered or died in any other way, or a child who's a murderer, to imagine the pain. We can imagine it. We can't fully identify. It's like asking people to identify with physical torture. They can imagine it, but they can't really identify with it. Your child is a murderer? This is what you hoped for when that child was born? In your wildest dreams, you couldn't imagine that. Every parent can imagine their child dying, and it's a nightmare that parents try to avoid. But no parent even has a nightmare of a child being a murderer. By the way, isn't there something bizarre about a legal system where he is now pleaded not guilty immediately? Did you see that? Doesn't it render the legal system somewhat of a farce? He pleaded not guilty. And my heart breaks for the people who were murdered and their families. A day at the store becomes the nightmare of the rest of your life. For those of you who buy the New York Times rhetoric, CNN, Washington Post, do you think that people at Fox News do not cry for the people and their families who were murdered? What in your heart do you think their reaction is? I don't know the answer to that. When I read the comments of New York Times readers and the sick world that they have created for themselves in their portrayal of Republicans and conservatives, I really don't know what that answer is. Well, anyway, bad thing that happened. This country is awash in crime, having nothing to do with mass murders. It's just the number of innocent individuals murdered, dwarfs the numbers murdered in these mass killings. Then there was one at a Taiwanese church in California, and that was committed by another Asian. What was that about? You know what haunts me? The Las Vegas murders. Every so often I think about that. Guy sitting at his hotel room murdering young people at a dance or at a music festival. Yeah. Why do we know nothing about that?
There was nothing to know.
Is there really nothing to know? Okay. That's scarier, actually, than knowing. A man just decides one day, I will murder as many young people as I can. A man who had led a theoretically normal life. Hmm. think that guy went to church every Sunday? Just curious. I'm Dennis Prager. We return.
The Dennis Prager Show.
United States of America right now. It has a massive shortage of infant formula. My sense, and I am amazed that I'm even saying this because it's hard to believe, but whatever I have read has led me to believe this, that other than how it will politically affect him and his party, I don't think Joe Biden cares. They call Trump a narcissist. And he is. But a lot of people are narcissists. But he also cares about the country. I do believe that about Trump. I really think he loves this country. I don't think Joe Biden loves this country. I think Joe Biden loves Joe Biden. So there you have a very big difference. Obviously, there'll be those who differ. I understand that. However, I have earned in 40 years the right to speak to many people. Hence, I offer my view. I've been far more right than wrong on every major matter. And I believe I am right about this one. Biden is not a good man. And his only consideration is political. Somebody was telling me, and I was not surprised, where did this happen? Trump was just at some event, and somebody I know was at the event. Oh, yes. The Neuromids. They were just with Trump this past weekend. He was out in L.A., and dear friends of mine were at the event. And they said to me, it was remarkable to see, he walked over to every waiter and waitress to get a selfie with them. I don't think most politicians do that. I mean, if you walk over, and they're not going to say no, generally. But I reported to you during the Trump era, my wife and I were staying at the Trump Hotel, our favorite hotel in Washington. It's been sold, unfortunately. And we were in the restaurant downstairs on the lobby, main floor. Our waiter was a black man. And I said to him, I'm curious, how does your family, on the assumption that most American blacks were anti-Trump, which is true. How does your family react to your working at the Trump Hotel? He said, well, they don't have any issue with it at all. And then I sort of opened up the floodgates. He said, well, I got to tell you, he's the nicest guy I've ever worked for. Said he remembers my name every time he comes to the hotel. And he asks me about my family. Well, I wasn't surprised. Anyway, if you tell anything good about Donald Trump, the haters hate you. In their Manichaean universe, Trump is all bad. Of course, you could accuse me of the same, since I think Biden is all bad. But I don't have a Manichaean universe. I know most people are mixed bags. Biden's not one of them. It is a rotten scandal that we don't have infant formula on the shelves of our supermarkets. It is beyond belief. And that emergency things are not being done. Is it true, I'm asking my producer, is it true that immigrants, illegal immigrants, are getting infant formula?
That's what they say, that they're pallets of formula.
Right. These are verifiable reports? It's almost hard to believe. But it's not completely hard to believe. I think the Democrats, if they could get away with it, would do that. Give infant formula to illegal immigrants before American citizens. Such is my view of the Democratic Party. It's hard to believe. The lockdowns played a role. There are so many things that have played a role. The FDA dragging its feet on the issue that there was some toxicity at the biggest producer of infant formula at the factory. So you clean the factory and you move on and you get the infant formula out there. Was it Bette Midler said, why don't they just breastfeed? Did you see that line? Oh, my God. Their cruelty and callousness. They're not shameable. Oh. 1-8-PRAGER-776. I look at Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The irony of ironies, it will match the colossal error Hitler made in invading Russia. Until his troops froze to death. I'd love to know if he regrets that he did it. Nobody would have predicted that Ukraine would put up the fight that it's putting up. This is a very big deal because I think that China is getting the message about invading Taiwan. What looked like a pretty inevitable thing, I don't think is inevitable. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dennis Prager Show, or welcome back, as I hope the case would be. I have nothing to add about the Buffalo shooting. It was an act of pure evil by a sick, bad human being who deserves to die. I wish he had killed himself when he threatened to do so. I have nothing to add. The attempt to say that this is produced by right-wingers, by Fox News, and by Tucker Carlson is par for the course for the left. Want to play what clip?
Wesley Lowery clip.
Oh, the CNN clip?
He's a CBS reporter.
He's a CBS reporter?
On CNN.
On CNN. So I said CNN clip. Okay.
Let's be clear. The stuff Tucker and Laura Ingraham say every night, it could be written by white supremacists very often. There is a section
of
this manifesto.
First of all, the guy's a piece of crap, this human being. He's a lying piece of crap. I want him to tell us what they say. I give specifics every time. When I speak about Paul Krugman lying about the Republicans being responsible for the shooting of Gabby Gifford, the congresswoman, remember, in Tucson and others being killed? I'm specific. This is what he said. Okay? Krugman is a bad man. This guy's a piece of crap, like all of them. All they do is smear the right. That's all they know how to do. Sexist, intolerant, xenophobic, homophobic, Islamophobic, racist, bigoted, transphobic, white supremacist, replacement theory people. Right. You know what? As I said so long ago, I didn't like New Yorkers replacing Floridians, and they're the same damn race, white. The replacement, to the extent that there is a replacement theory in normative conservative circles, a term I never hear, by the way, in normative conservative circles, but to the extent that it exists, it is replacing ideology. New Yorkers move to Florida and they ruin the state. That's what they do. They leave a crappy place to make Florida a crappy place. That's what leftists do. They repeat the politics, they vote for the politics that they fled. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. By the way, Latin Americans often do the same thing. They bring the giant government politics that they fled into the United States, just as New Yorkers do to Florida and Californians do to Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. There are a lot of Californians. Every night, really? Every night on Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, this is the stuff that they hear to promote people to murder blacks? This guy is scum. I hate saying this. You know, in all of my career, I desisted from this. But the level of leftist is so despicable that I have no other terminology.
Play the line again. Play the opening again.
Play it open again? This guy?
Yeah.
Okay, play it again. Okay.
Let's be clear. The stuff Tucker and Laura Ingraham say every night, it could be written by white supremacists very often. There is a section of this manifesto where the shooter starts talking about, people always say diversity is strength. How is it strength? I can hear it in Tucker's voice. He says this all the time, right? But the Ben Shapiro's of the world say this. There's a big chunk about
what
the idea
of
genetic
differences
that could have been pulled from an Andrew Sullivan column, right? There are plenty
Andrew
of people
Sullivan.
In our politics,
wasn't
in our
media,
who
left,
advance these ideas
like?
And advance them freely.
Right. So you're not allowed. I mentioned about 2 weeks ago that there's something odd about the diversity is our strength notion, since the same people who say that, namely the New York Times, also keep reporting that the happiest countries in the world are Finland, Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, the least diverse countries in the world, or at least in the Western world. So it's very hard to reconcile if you actually want to discuss things rationally and not just smear the right. So if it's strength, why are the happiest countries all one race, one nationality, one religion? Except for recent immigrants, there's no diversity in those countries. I happen to love diversity. I chose to live in a neighborhood that is, well, I live in a cul-de-sac. My two neighbors are Korean and Arab. I love it, to be perfectly honest. I'm not a fan of any. In fact, I wrote a piece for a Jewish journal years ago wherein I wrote, I'm not for having any community. I don't want a black community. I'm for communities, but I'm not for having people live only among their own. Jewish neighborhood, black neighborhood, Italian neighborhood, Hispanic neighborhood, Chinese neighborhood. I don't think any of that is healthy. I think the healthy American dream is we live with every other type of American. I have no issue with community. I have a community. I founded a synagogue. I have a community. But I like to live with my fellow American anywhere that is nice to live. So I have pretty good credentials on liking diversity. But it is not true that it is inherently a blessing. It's a blessing if the diversity has unity of moral vision, then diversity is a blessing. But so that's a big if, because the left does not want e pluribus unum, from many one. They find the melting pot despicable. They think the melting pot is racist. So diversity is fine. Diversity is a blessing if you have people identifying as American. If they don't, then the country falls apart. This is way too sophisticated for this piece of crap from CBS and his and the herd known as journalists. They're a herd. They're dumb and they're a herd. And they don't debate, of course. Every night you hear what motivates a man to murder blacks on Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham. That's a charge there. That's a real charge. Anyway, there's no... why did I devote so much time? I'd like to even do more. I think it's so incredibly instructive to read the comments of New York Times subscribers. They believe Ron DeSantis, it was right to cancel him from the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York City because he wants to create an autocratic theocracy. That's fascinating. He wants to create an autocratic theocracy. And it is dangerous for a gay person to live in Florida. I mean, these are some of the comments. These are New York Times readers. Truly people who cannot think clearly. Cannot. They read something that helps them not think clearly. Whoo, 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 whoo. 1-8-PRAYER-776. Let's see here. Calvin Klein promotes pregnant man. See that ad? So there's a woman with a beard and a pregnant belly in a Calvin Klein ad. Well, Calvin Klein has been in the forefront of wrecking our value system as long as I remember it. Yeah. That's it. So, by the way, according to what I read, this trans man is married to a trans woman. That's what I had read. Who was in the ad with the trans man. So it's a biological female married to a biological male. How interesting. Here's a traditional marriage for you. We continue.
Public education has gone off the rails. Parents and teachers have had enough. Watch the groundbreaking new documentary, Whose Children Are They? Today on SalemNow.com. Go to SalemNow.com. Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at PragerTopia.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.